I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, son, call me with your praise report. And I hung up the phone. Now, you didn't hear no faith in that at all, did you? This is what a lot of us will do. Well, if God does something for her, call me and let me know. That ain't faith. Faith is knowing you believe what you just prayed is going to happen. Because you know he gave you that power and you know God can't lie. So next Friday night, I'm on the phone lines again. As soon as our show went on and the phone number went on the screen, my phone rang again, first one. I said, good afternoon, Daystar Television, how may I help you? He said, I need to talk to Thurman Scrivener. I said, well, this is Thurman Scrivener, how can I help you? He said, I'm so-and-so. I said, okay, sir, how can I help you? He said, you don't remember me. I said, no, son, I pray for a lot of people on these prayer lines. I'm sorry, I don't remember you. He said, I'm the man that had the wife that was a stripper. I said, I remember you now. That's not something I pray for very often. I don't get to pray for a wife as a stripper very often. I said, so what'd God do for you, son? He said, within an hour after I hung up the phone, my ex-wife called me and said, it's like scales fell off of my eyes. I couldn't believe where I was down here in this club. I went and turned in all my uniforms and told him I would not be back. And she called her ex-husband. And he said, I went down and picked her up and brought her home and led her to Jesus. He said, the next morning we went and got a new marriage license. And he said, then 3 days later we got married. And he said, things have been great in our home ever since. I said, well, how long had your wife been gone? 14 years. I thought, oh God, I'm so glad I didn't know. I thought she'd just been gone a few weeks. If I'd have known she'd have been gone 14 years, I probably couldn't have had the faith to pray that prayer. So why do you think God didn't let me know how long she had been gone? Because he knew where my faith level was. But now then, I don't care if they've been gone 50 years, I got the faith. Amen. I know that God can do anything and everything. All I got to do is pray in faith. And when I pray in faith, he will move on somebody's heart and he will do something fantastic for those people. Amen. When we start praying like that, you start praying like that for your friends, for your lost loved ones, for your children, for your aunts, your uncles, and you watch them start coming into the kingdom of God and get saved. How much power did God give us over the enemy? What do we not understand about all? Yeah. You walk into one of your uncle's house. This is another girl called me one day. She said, my daddy is 85 years old. And she said, Thurman, he is the meanest man you ever seen. She said, I can go in and try to tell my daddy about Jesus and he'll cuss me out and throw me out of the house. She called me. She said, would you pray for him? I said, sure. So I went through these same scriptures. We went to the throne of grace. I kicked the devil out of him. Asked the Lord to convict him of sin. I said, now, Father, when you save him, fill him with the Holy Ghost and let him speak in tongues. That's really something for a Southern Baptist, you know it? That's really developing your faith. It wasn't but about 6 months later, the girl called me and she said, Thurman, she was hysterical. She said, this is the most awesome thing I ever saw in my life. I said, what happened? She said, my daddy, somebody came in today to talk to him and got to talk to him about Jesus. And he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And she said, he called me and wanted me to come over and let him to tell me what happened. And she said, the very minute I walked in, he started talking, telling me he's accepted Jesus. And all of a sudden, he's just speaking a blue streak and I can't understand a word he's saying. She said, my daddy got filled with the Holy Ghost, got born again, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. And she said, I called he owned a huge ranch, 1,800 acres down in South Texas. And she said, I called our veterinarian that had been over there and had tried to talk to daddy about Jesus. He never would. I told him, I said, you got to get over here. Said his office was about 20 minutes away under normal conditions. Said, you got to get over and talk to daddy. Daddy's just accepted Jesus and he's speaking in tongues. And she said, I tell you, in 10 minutes, Thurman, that vet was in daddy's house. He said, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. What happened? She said, I called a guy in Dallas. And we went to the throne of grace. He kicked the devil out of my daddy, and he asked the Lord to do all these things. And God heard his prayer and saved my daddy. And 6 months later, she walked in the house and her daddy dropped dead. Oh, man. But think what that guy missed. Think what he missed on this earth. Oh, yeah, praise God. He'll be in heaven because he made Jesus the Lord of his life. But he only got to live for Jesus about 6 months. Can you imagine only getting to live for Jesus 6 months and you're 85 or 86 years old and 85 or 6 of those years you live for the devil? No. I want mine to be saved when they're this big.
That's right.
I want them to walk through the baptismal waters when they're so little. I have to hold their nose to keep them from drowning when I put them under the water. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? It's like this whole row of babies right here. They all got saved. They all know Jesus. I mean, they're old enough. They're old enough to know Jesus. Praise God. But just look at this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the serpent, the devil, and his scorpions, or his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. When I see people say, well, I got a hold of that, and I've been rebuking the devil every day, and there ain't nothing happened. I said, then you got a sin in your life you need to repent of. As long as the devil has legal right to you, he won't go away. We go back over here to my lovely lady, Esther May. For 15 years, the devil had legal claim to make her sick with that tumor. Big thing. Big as that big a ram, wasn't it, Esther? Big. Had it 15 years. But the minute she forgave Ernest and got back in a love walk with her husband, the enemy has no more legal claim. Now we can kick him out. And guess what he has to do? He has to go away. And so Mama gets healed. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
See, now then what her friend did by going to the doctor and dying years ago. See, there was a sin there in that woman's life, so they was going to try to take that out, but she didn't repent of her sin. Probably didn't know. You know, didn't know these things because lots of people don't, do they? But when you learn these principles and you stand on them, hey, just like Dave said a while ago, God is the only doctor you need.
Amen.
The beautiful part about this girl's daughter and grandma, they got healed, and Jesus didn't charge either one of them anything. Isn't that something? He don't charge for house calls. And that's what we love about Jesus, isn't it? He don't charge for house calls. And he's given who all this power?
Us.
Somebody said, well, he gives it to you, Thurman. No, I didn't see my name in there nowhere. Did you? Every one of us. That belongs to every one of us. Now let's go back to that 2 Peter 3, and we're about 5 or 6 where we were there, and let's go down a couple more verses. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, I think is where we were. 2 Peter 1. And let's go on down a couple more. We already read those two. 5 and 6. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Now see, here's the kind of things that God wants his children to experience. What's he trying to say there in one word? Walk in love. Is that what he's trying to say? Walk in love. It really boils down to this one word, love. Love. Now let's go to the next couple of verses there, 7 and 8. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, love. For if these things be in you and abound, or they're plentiful in you, they will make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, if you walk in love, and you do what he says, then you will get to where you'll be bold as a lion.
Amen.
Now, I remember also the day that Eldon and I was over there buying a lot of stuff for this church. We had, I forget how many carts full of stuff. We were buying all kinds of stuff when we were building this church. and he'd be over two aisles over, and I'd say, Eldon, where are you? Now, we're in Home Depot, you know, a big building. He said, Oh, Thurman, I'm over here a couple aisles over here. He said, I'm witness to a man right now about Jesus. I said, okay, I'll be over there in a minute. And so all during the day, we're over there 5 or 6 or 7 hours loading up, talking about Jesus. Everybody we talked to, when we got to ready to check out, we had carts like you wouldn't believe lined up there. And there was a guy right in front of us checked out, and he said, you know, I'm a missionary, and I've been to foreign countries. I thought I was bold, but he said, I ain't never seen two men like you two guys. But he said, I'm going to get where you two guys are. Now, you know, that should be the goal of every man in this, every woman in this church. We should have that kind of boldness about our Jesus. Somebody said, you know, Jesus is not alive today. He said, I'm sorry you got to me too late. How do you know he's alive? I talk to him every morning and all during the day, and he answers my prayer. He keeps me strong and heals me. They said, well, you're crazy. That's okay. I'm crazy for Jesus. I ain't going to let him intimidate me. Are you, girl? No, I'm going to walk in love. See, I'm going to walk in love and do what the Lord says, because you got to me too late. You know, I mean, I know that Jesus is real. I've seen him do too many wonderful things. You know, I've seen him put lies together. That's like whenever we went to Norway the first time, and I started talking about sin and sickness and the relationship. Boy, after about 3 days, I mean, they're wanting to throw me out of the place. They ain't never heard this teaching before. Never. Ain't nobody ever brought this to Norway. That sin and sickness are directly related. And so the third night, people started repenting of sins. And people started getting healed. I mean, we had testimony after testimony after testimony. And people was going to their friends and say, oh, I'm sorry I had that grudge against you. Will you please forgive me? And all this kind of stuff. And then, of course, the guy that owned it, he got up and said, you know, I've had a lot of people call in. Even pastors said, this guy's the worst teacher we've ever heard in our life, ever. He said, all I got, they say he's teaching false doctrine. But he said, I ain't never seen so many people saved. I ain't never seen so many people healed. I ain't never seen so many people calling somebody, getting right, confessing their sin. He said, if this is false doctrine, praise God, give me a whole bunch of it. I'm ready for false doctrine. He said, it's affecting people's lives. Amen. And hey, false doctrine don't affect people's lives, does it? It don't let them get right with God. It don't bring them to healing. God honors His Word with healings and signs and miracles and wonders.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I've Got Jesus Riding With Me, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.